Welcome back. So today I'm going to try Bell's Bourbon Barrel Aged Kalamazoo Stout, 8.9% ABV. So this was packaged on 3/5. Today is 3/15, so 10 days old, I believe. Hopefully this is still good. Usually I like to drink these at like 2 or 3 days, but I can't remember. I think today's the 15th. So around the 11th, 8th or 9th, we went up to Bell's and I picked this up. It is a crawler, so I picked it up right from them. I just got done trying the Kalamazoo Stout, so if you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button, ring that bell, new videos out every day. I did the regular Kalamazoo Stout, just did it. I'm going to do this, then I'm going to have a side-by-side. So 3 videos. For 2 beers. So let's go ahead and get this open. Not much of a hiss. I wasn't really worried about this one as it is a barrel-aged beer. Now, is that going to take some of the carbonation out? It could, but I would say it didn't. But like I said, usually with these, I try and drink them right away. But it is what it is. They did not fill this. This was already in the cooler filled. So it was probably a couple days old. If it was fifth, it must have been the 7th or the 8th, somewhere around in there. Because I know it wasn't 10 days ago. So yeah, it is what it is. If you want it fresher, go to Bell's and get it fresher. Not sure how much I paid for this either. Light chocolate colored head, looks kind of like Tootsie Roll, kind of like the Kalamazoo Stout should. From this glass, we'll go a finger of head. Color. I'll go black. The teardrop is dark brown. But I would go black. I think this is darker than the Kalamazoo Stout, in my opinion. Let's go ahead and smell. Yeah, kind of an oaky bourbon barrel. I was almost going to say dark cherry leather tobacco, light leather tobacco. Yeah, like a sweeter bourbon barrel. I don't want to say vanilla, but like a sweeter oaky bourbon barrel that I'm getting. But I'm getting darker fruits, that dark cherry, light tobacco leather smell coming out of this. I don't know what kind of barrels they used. I don't know if Untappd will look, if I remember. It almost smells like it should be like a 10, 11% beer. Like from the smells that I'm getting from that bourbon barrel, I would probably, if I was doing this blind, I would definitely say this is over 10. But Kalamazoo Stout is 6, I believe it was. So you're taking it up almost 3 points. So I think that's fine. Let's go ahead and taste this. Oak. Kind of throws me off that I just had the Kalamazoo Stout. I think that's bitter. It's almost like it wants to be like a sweet Tootsie Roll. And then like that tannins of that oak, that dry bourbon come through. But then it's like, okay, then here's your chocolate Tootsie Roll. I don't taste like black licorice like they say Kalamazoo Stout's made with. It's weird. I don't... like dry oak bourbon. But then, like, in the back into the aftertaste, I start getting that chocolate Tootsie Roll. Light chocolate Tootsie Roll. It doesn't match the smell. Where is the darker fruit? Should it have it? I don't know. If they made the same batch. So, I think... I don't want to talk about it too much. Kalamazoo Stout. I think July is the best buy. So, if it's the same... I don't know how long this has been sitting in the barrel. I don't know if this is the 2022 version, or I'm sorry, 2023 version. How long has it been sitting in? To me, it's been sitting in there too long, if, for my liking. Kind of a light, fudgy chocolate, like molten chocolate, hot chocolate, fountain chocolate, something like that in the middle. And then it goes back to that dry, oaky bitterness. There is some bitterness in the way aftertaste of stage two aftertaste, if you want to say that. It's definitely different. I'm almost lost for words. It's not the best. I'm going to have to go 3.75. It sounds weird because that's what I gave the Kalamazoo Stout. But for different reasons. Yeah, I'm going to go 3.75 out of 5. Definitely different. Not what I was expecting. I want more out of Bell's. I know what they can do. But it is barrel. It's just a barrel. But hey, it is what it is. 8 of my friends have checked it in. 4.03 out of 5. A little over 2,000 people. 3.81 out of 5. Smooth, boozy, strong, thin apple. Notes of spicy oak, bourbon, and roastiness. Chocolatey. Aged in a mixture of barrels from 3 different distillers. Huh. Didn't expect the crazy amount of barrel. Already a big fan of Kalamazoo Stout. This is next level. Heavy amount of oak spirit. Okay. The licorice. I don't know about the licorice. But hey, it is what it is. Malt you get from the original. No, it's not. You do not get the original taste in here. That bitterness is gone. So is the licorice. But everybody else's palate's different. It could be, but I doubt that's it. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. If you can get down there, I don't know how much of this they had left. No, that was another one I have. I got another one that I have to do today.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.